Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. Fair warning, this is about snakes. Very scary snakes. Venomous. There's the Great Eastern Brown we've talked about. Very aggressive. Looks like a stick, attacks like a tiger. There's the red-bellied black snake, lazy, large, likes to go to sleep in places like your house. And now we have an incident where snakes prevented people from returning to their homes. This is something called tiger snakes. What is a tiger snake, Jeremy?
Well, John, we've had brown snakes, we've had basically Great Eastern brown snakes and the red-bellied black snakes, and now we've got the tiger snake. The tiger snake itself is like pretty much every other snake in Australia. It's a lightish sort of dark brown colour. It can be a little bit darker and look even almost black sometimes. So they do look a little bit like the red-bellied black snake, but the tiger snake itself is probably much closer to, if you think of a cobra, the tiger snake, instead of having a, I guess you could say, a one-strike mentality where if you stand on it, the thing will basically attack you straight away, the tiger snake will rear up and basically show its anger, very similar to like you'd see a cobra or see some kind of taipan. So this is a very aggressive snake, and they're not the largest snakes in the world insofar as you don't get them at 6 foot, you don't get them any larger than that, so they're not huge, but they are fairly feisty, I guess is the best way to say it. So if you see one of these things, you'll generally know about it. So honestly, John, the tiger snake, if you think of it as a smaller snake but a much more lethal and much more sort of aggressive snake than some of the brown snakes that we've spoken about, and certainly much quicker and more aggressive than the red-bellied black snakes. So honestly, John, the tiger snake, one of these snakes that you just don't want to come across.
Right. This is Melbourne, which is the capital of the Victoria snake, and people were coming home after an evening and thought it was a stick and kicked it. That was a mistake, as the snake hunter says, Mark Pelley, because he's very diplomatic. He said the snake went into a defensive mode. That means trouble, trouble, trouble. Do not cross. Do not collect $200. Call the snake hunter. Jeremy, they were just coming home. That's all. They thought it was a stick.
I mean, this is the problem here in Australia, John. Snakes look exactly like sticks, especially in low light. And I can guarantee, too, having looked at the photos, so if you imagine the home being just a normal house with a brick, ledge where you go up into the main entrance area there, the snake was probably seeking warmth at that time of night because Melbourne has had cooler temperatures. So, and snakes need warmth, really, to feel comfortable. So what I think probably happened was this slow-moving snake sought refuge by just laying across the warm bricks in front of this door here. But the thing is, it was stretched out, so it looked exactly like a stick. But the minute that they kicked it, of course, they woke the snake up, and because it had a bit of warmth in it, it went straight into defensive mode. And as we then found out, the thing actually went in between what is basically described as a security door and the main door. So suddenly what these people had was they had a tiger snake not only at their front door, but trapped between the outer screen door and their main door of the house. And at that point, I mean, while the snake, I guess, in some ways is contained, you're not moving that thing anytime fast. So I can only imagine what was running through their heads at that point in time.
All right, now we have to look at politicians in Canberra. This is, Jeremy has to explain this. ACT Legislative Assembly hears motion calling for regulation, protection, and education on local venomous snakes. What I understand is the snakes are being abused by people who are frightened of them. So the government wants to protect them. How so?
This is exactly right, John. And it's basically the ACT Legislative Assembly is the body in Canberra, which makes the local law. So it's just based around Canberra. So it's not the federal government. So it's not Australia-wide, just Canberra as a territory. And what the problem is in Canberra is that there is a lot of grassland around the main city. So, of course, snakes, brown snakes, red bellies, all of those do come in close contact with humans. Unfortunately, in Canberra, though, I guess in some ways are not as forgiving as some of the other states, like for example, in Victoria, Melbourne, we just spoke about, where people call snake catchers and get rid of them basically humanely, or when I say humanely, they actually release them back into the wild. Whereas in Canberra, apparently people do abuse them. People do kill the snakes. And what's happened now is that the Conservation Party there in Canberra has actually brought a motion to the parliament there, to the House of Representatives, so the lower house, to get a law to protect the snakes. So what is likely going to happen out in this motion is that it will be illegal to attack, harm, or kill a brown snake or a venomous snake of any kind in Canberra. They will basically force the people of Canberra to call snake catchers there and to get them removed properly, as opposed to, just trying to kill them. And I should point out too, John, that under a lot of conservation laws in Australia, it is illegal to actually harm snakes. So I think what's probably come up here is that Canberra has had a gap where there has been no law really to prosecute people who do harm venomous creatures like snakes, but finally they're going to close that gap. And I think we should point out here too, John, how they actually brought this to Parliament. They didn't just bring a motion as a piece of paper into the Parliament and make a presentation like normal politicians. They actually brought some snake catchers and some conservationists into the Parliament with some of these venomous snakes to show the politicians. So it was actually quite a big media event. You had brown snakes, a red-bellied black, and I believe a taipan as well, in the Canberra Parliament there for a short period this week. So, I mean, honestly, John, snakes are everywhere in Australia, even our local parliaments.
And the heat would have been a factor for driving them to cool off, right? They don't like it too hot. They don't like it too cold. They like moderate temperatures. But Jeremy, we need to remind people, the great eastern brown snake, the eastern brown snake, the red-bellied black snake, and now the tiger snake, these are venomous snakes that will kill you if you don't get to a hospital after being bitten, correct?
That is correct. And it really doesn't matter how big you are. So you could be a fully grown adult, you could be a large adult, and they will still kill you. So they have killed adults up to over 150 kilograms, so larger people. And it's happened sometimes happens in as close as maybe a couple of hours. Some people die within the first 30 minutes. So these things are absolutely lethal, and there's you just don't mess with them.
Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales, who checks his boots in the morning before he puts his foot in them. You bet he does. He grew up with snakes. We're going to cricket. More time for lessons. The Australian team is doing very well, and Jeremy's here to tell us about it. This is the Friends Fister Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Class is now in session. And the UPS store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.